There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-Town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leave it with just to lift your spirit. Make you wanna revisit, tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do.
Welcome to this week's episode of Laugh and Learn. This is comedian Flame Monroe, and along with my beautiful and gorgeous and storytelling co-host, Miss Bobby Clifford. Hiya, toots.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I can't, Bobby. Everybody requests that you must say that at least three times every episode, Bobby. So I don't want you to dismay. You must say I can't at least three times this episode.
I'll do it.
Yes, you will.
I won't know, but I'll do it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ed, to our producer, Aaron Howard, our fabulous producer. We're here this week. We are almost down to the wire for season four, ladies and gentlemen. And we want to thank you guys for pushing, helping, sharing, listening, subscribing, downloading, and helping us to get to where we are going our way to. On this Monday, the 22nd, I will be on the Sherry Shepherd Show. It's her big birthday bash. I'm the featured comedian on the show. Bobby Clifford will be in the audience, and I will acknowledge her. And they're going to put the camera on Bobby. But on Tuesday, we will be sitting in studio together at the Breakfast Club with Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy, and Just Hilarious. So we want you guys to tune in because we are on a promotional campaign to push not only the shows that I have coming up, but we're pushing Laugh and Learn for season four because we are on our way to season four and politics is hotter now than they've ever been in my lifetime. So I'm telling you right now, if you ain't ready, if you ain't got your good gasoline-free drawers on, you better put them on because, baby, it ain't going to stop until after November the 4th, right?
Absolutely.
So we are on a mission right now, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to get into it. I just want to talk. Hi, Bobby. How was your week, Bobby?
It was good. We had the marathon here. Woohoo! It was a gorgeous day, 70. That's Patriots Day. It's one of my favorite days. So pretty exciting. We not a winner from the United States. The man and woman were both from Kenya. The wheelchair man's wheelchair was from Switzerland, and the woman's wheelchair was from the UK, I believe. I'm like, not an American. We're slacking.
Well, let me just say this. It might have been an American from Kenya, but he's not a Kenyan American, American Kenyan.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever beat those Africans when it comes with the long distance because they have to go to the market. It's 8 miles.
And they don't have a car. They don't even have a wheel amongst them. But yeah, no, God bless them. And they're so lean and pretty. I would have liked if somebody, one American, won something.
That Boston Marathon is a big deal. I'm glad that they're back on keel with that because after that bombing a few years ago, it was, you know,
11 years. Can you imagine?
Has it been that long?
Yes, how fast
it doesn't seem like that. It doesn't seem that long.
To me either. I read it. I went, wow.
But it was so tragic and people were afraid and, you know, afraid to come because you just never knew what was going to happen. So I'm glad to see that people are trying to get back to some sense of normalcy in that arena and in their life. So hats off. Congratulations to the Boston Marathon. It's been a really good week for me. I had fantastic meetings with some major networks yesterday about a show that we're possibly trying to push. The bookings are coming in. I'm excited about next week. I'm very excited about next Monday and Tuesday with Sherry Shepherd. And then Monday night, I'm at Comedy in Harlem. And then Tuesday, the Breakfast Club. And I'm more excited that it's going to be me and Bobby because they get a chance to see this team that we have put together now. And that's not to negate that I had a great co-host with Nick Smith.
Yeah.
I had a great co-host with Lauren Hogan. But Bobby is my research analyst, and Bobby is, I don't know, we're kind of like kindred spirits because we're so different and so much alike in so many different ways.
It's true.
And I think it's going to be great. And they'll get a chance to see such a different dynamic of an Irish Catholic American white woman, single mother of one, with a black American African transgender woman, father, single father of three. But what we have in common is not that just we're parents, but it's that we are Americans. And that is what we're going to push on there, Bobby. We're going to let people know that because I think people keep forgetting that we look different, we're shaped different, we have different religions and ideologies. But at the end of all of this, we're still Americans.
And I wish that Congress and the Senate would hear that because if you took away the differences, there's so much that's alike. Everybody that's in there, I feel like nobody's in there right now that wants to work. But in theory, everybody that's in there wants to do best by their constituents and bring something back for their people on their side. It used to be that you could work a little together. You gave me a little something flame this time. I gave you a little something, you know, to get things passed. And I hope we get back to that. I'd love to remind those people that
well,
you're
we
working
will
for
be
somebody.
The face. We will be the face mm-hmm. of that, Bobby. So that's what we're going to present next week. Anyway, let's get to it. So this week, ladies and gentlemen, this week we lost a couple. We have a couple of passings that we want to start off the show with. Prayers to the families. Prayers, blessings to the people that passed on. And the first one was whom, Bobby?
Roberto Cavalli, the designer. I loved his stuff. So pretty to look at. I just said to you, like the big prince, like he. And so sexy his stuff was. He I think would have been perfect for you. I feel badly that he's gone.
And he's not going to wear his clothes. In the early 90s, I had quite a few Roberto Cavalli cocktail dresses because I was a lean, thin bodied machine.
Yeah.
And I did love all his, I love tiger stripe and I love big bold leopard print. I don't like the small leopard print. I like the big bold leopard.
Yeah.
And he was famous for that. When he brought that over here, he had a whole runway collection. That's what put him on the map was his animal print collection.
And, exactly right.
Yeah. And lots of people wore his, lots of big name, models wore his stuff from Christy Turlington to Cindy Crawford, my personal favorite, to Naomi Campbell. He was just a remarkable designer and a wonderful guy from what they're saying. Nobody had anything bad to say about him. He's a great guy. And he lived to be what, 72?
83. He was 83. 83. He had cool stuff. And what I liked about him, I love the way it hung on somebody. He sort of made it for the body, but he made it for boobs too. You know, if you were somebody who had boobs and you weren't completely flat chested, it was tough to get stuff that did, you know, you weren't popping out of or hanging off you. And so I love the way he designed. It's quite a loss.
Bobby, that was a double entendre. She said she loved the way things hung. Is that a dig at me?
No. They skimmed the body. Nothing was bulky or big. It just kind of hugged the body. And I liked it. He had a nice eye. I thought he was terrific.
So, rest in power God to bless. The one and only Mr. Robert Cavalli. Rest in peace. And now on to a legend. A legendary football player, a Heisman Trophy winner, a father, a great businessman, and whatever we think about him on a personal level, O.J. Simpson was an accomplished athlete. He was an accomplished actor, an accomplished businessman. He did have some troubles in his life, and I hate that the media only harked on that. They only embarked on the negative, but he had accomplished so many other positive things, and I still tell a joke about O.J. Simpson on stage, and I'm wondering, is it too soon that I can still tell that joke, but I'm still going to tell it.
Yeah. Depending on what it is, it might be too soon, but it might be the perfect time. He was somebody that had it all. So the stuff that he was in trouble for, it makes you realize that fame and fortune doesn't always make you happy, right?
He died from prostate cancer, and I always talk on Coffee Time. I always push for men. It is not gay. It is not. And I know it's a little intrusive, but it is for your own good to go get your prostate exams and go get your colonoscopies so you can make sure that you don't have cancerous polyps or nothing is going on back there. And I know there are warning signs for prostate cancer, but so many black men, I'm saying this from a black man's perspective because I'm a trans woman, but I don't have a uterus and I do have a prostate, that sometimes you really don't know. You might get a little tingle or a little itch, but it'll cause erectile dysfunction or it'll stop your pee flow will slow up. Those are pre-warning signs that, hey, go get checked out and make sure, because if you're free and clear from a clear colonoscopy, you only have to wait. You only got to go another 10 years. A colonoscopy is not bad, fellas. I'm telling you, the preparation sucks. It does, because you're in the bathroom. You're in the toilet are married for 24 hours. But the procedure, Bobby, is 15, 20 minutes at best. The Propofol is worth it because you feel like you've been asleep for 12 days, but you've been asleep for 15 minutes. And it is in and out. But the assurity of to know that I'm safe in my prostate, that I have no cancerous polyps that could potentially kill me. Because he died from prostate cancer. And some people wait till it's too late. And once you get to stage 4 or even late stage 3, it's not that it's very tough. That's what it is, Bobby. Stage 4 is probably a wrap. But late stage 3 is really tough. So to prevent it, all you have to do is go and get it done. Yes. You have to bend over and let somebody get up in your anal. But you're asleep, so you don't know. You shouldn't care.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm having mine in late May. I was actually having it May 1st. They canceled. So for women too, it's super important, the colonoscopy. And I don't think that men should be babies. Women have to put their legs up in stirrups almost above their head and have salad tongs, freezing cold salad tongs put into them and spread them out like you're inside of an effing chicken. And if we can do that.
Oh my God. It's so graphic. Oh my God.
And so if you can't take two fingers for 2 seconds up your hoo-ha, then I think, you know, suck it up, men. Put your big boy pants on and go and have your prostate done, because it is fighting cancer.
Why do I
have
my hand between my legs like I can feel the coldness of that salad?
It is.
Oh my God.
It's like they put them in the friggin' refrigerator before they put them in you. And everything, it's just like men, when things get cold, everything shrinks and it hurts even more. So go.
Yeah, prayers to O.J. Simpson. He had children. He had a family.
That's how I feel badly.
He was a Heisman Trophy winner in his heyday. He was the man. He was probably the most famous black athlete of his era back in the day as anybody. So
my father loved O.J. Simpson. I don't know who was more devastated, when he had allegedly killed, although he was found liable for it civilly, his ex-wife and Ron Goldman. My father thought he walked on water. He jogged through an airport and didn't even get sweaty, holding his football in his briefcase. My father thought he was the best thing since sliced bread. And he was. He was 5-time Pro Bowler and Hall of Famer, if memory serves me correctly. So, you know, he really had it all, but, you know, the one thing that I was disappointed about, and I'm not disappointed, the family can do what they want. I think it would have given me some closure if, they wanted to take his brain and check it for CTE. I think that the family refused. I think I would have wanted that, because at least you would have got closure that way. If he had CTE, maybe that's why he was so violent.
I completely disagree with you on that one, Bobby. I think that's your opinion.
I would want that.
I would not have wanted my brain cut open, because I don't want them to now say, oh, I was violent, and maybe this is why he committed the heinous crime that y'all say he did, but in the court of law, he was found not guilty. So do you see what I mean by, because then it just opens up a whole nother can of worms. I understand exactly what you're saying, because it could have been like, oh, well, that was the reason, because they are saying that these football players, after all these hits, have all of that. But at this late stage of the game, what difference would it have made? Because people have already formed their opinions about the man that he was, or the man that who he was when he died. So I don't think it would have made
just
a difference.
For me.
I understand.
No.
I know what you're saying. I'm sure plenty of people think the way you think, but I'm understanding. But to me, they have already formed their opinion. And I think the family might have been a little more adhering to that had the media not went only after his negative. They never pointed out
That's what we do, though. And
the positive. Yeah.
That's what we do, though. Look at Whitney Houston when she went. You know, like they went to, of course she was a drug addict, but instead of, that's what they sort of glommed on and how her life sort of fell apart. Instead of being the most beautiful woman in the world and a voice like an angel, I think that's what we do. Same with Michael Jackson. We tend to go with these people that have it all. We tend to be a little negative and want. But he had some pretty violent stuff. But prayers to both families. No,
we're not going to end on that. We're going to end on the fact that O.J. Simpson was a living legend in his time. Mm-hmm. He accomplished some wonderful things. And guess what? Prayers to the family. Prayers to the O.J. Simpson Foundation and all of that, because everybody's going to have their own opinion. And I don't want to hark on the negative right now. The man has gone to glory or wherever he gone. Yeah. And I hope when he got wherever he was going, that there was a beautiful, brand new white Bronco waiting on him.
Then maybe that was his chariot that brought him to wherever he was going.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey, you know what I wanted to ask you, and I did not. I'm going to ask now. In LA, they said that, I don't know where the 101 is, that they're building this big overpass and it's going to be closed down, all sorts of lanes of it, because for the wildlife, I guess that when some of the highways were put in, some of the indigenous species can't get from one side of LA to another side of LA. Do you see that? Is that anywhere near you?
Yes, the 101 is the freeway that I take very often. Here's the traffic on the 101 is already barbaric. So this is going to be parking lot traffic. So I'm going to try to stay away from L.A. while they're doing that as much as they can. But here's the thing, Bobby. How are they going to direct the animals to go? Is the overpass for the animals or for the drivers?
Yes. No, it's for the overpass. And so what they're doing is they're
– No, wait a minute. You didn't tell me.
Yeah?
Is it for the animals or for the drivers?
No, it's the animals. It's the animals.
Now, how are they going to direct the animals to go across the damn overpass?
They're going to have a little man out there with a little whistle going, toot, toot, come over here. So what they're doing is they're making it actually look like land. They're not going to make it look like, it's not going to look like an overpass. It will have whatever the dirt is from the area and the soil, and they're going to build like trees or whatever scrub stuff, whatever they would usually find in the woods, they're going to put it over it so that all of the coyotes and the deers and the mountain lions can get from one side of LA to the other.
Well, if they know like I know, they want to stay off the 101 anyway, because we got some horrible drivers here in California. They're going to be roadkill or snacks, because, baby, these people cannot drive here. I see what I see. But that's going to make the traffic a nightmare, Bobby. It really is.
2025, my friend, is when they're going to complete it. There'll be some jackass that will try to probably drive over it. You know, oh, could I get there faster? Could I? There'll be something that will happen, I'm sure. You're going to have to keep us posted on that. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know if it started. I didn't know if it was this Monday or next Monday that they were starting. So,
Where are we going?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to move on. Brittany Griner and her wife, Sherelle, having a baby. Sherelle is obviously carrying.
So Brittany got out of jail and knocked up her wife. That was a joke, y'all. I'm just joking. Oh, my God.
I'm happy, though. She. I mean, that with that whole Russian trial and all that I like to see her back in the swing. She seems like she's getting some sort of normalcy after spending 300 days in custody, right? So I'm loving it.
God bless them. They definitely deserve happiness because because Brittany Griner has never really discussed all of the things that happened with her down there in that Russian prison. And we may never know. I'm sure the wife knows, but I'm sure there are some horror stories that she has to tell that she is not ready to share. But congratulations to them. I hope they have a great, healthy baby, and I hope they have a whole big old family. And I love to hear it. I love joy. I love people who want to have children and who want to take care of their children in a loving way.
It's true. It's that. So, Brittany, if you're listening to us by any chance, it's going to be the best adventure you're ever going to have.
Now, remember, Bobby said that when they become a teenager.
Yeah.
Because that's a whole nother ball game.
But then they hit their mid-20s and they become your friends then. You know, well, they're still your kids, but they kind of like you and you kind of like them again. We always love each other, but we don't always like each other.
14 to 20.
Woo! Yes. Oh, my God. Probably 22. But and maybe with girls, 24.
Well, we're going to call those years the wonder years because you wonder who the hell those kids are. I don't know you.
And wonder how you didn't kill him. I think that's a terrific name. Something else I saw in the I'm calling it the paper, but while I was researching this week, and I loved it personally, Nebraska is giving back their voting rights to people who are convicted after they've served their time. I think they have to do like 2 years, like finish out probation and whatnot, and then they'll get something from the Department of Corrections saying that they can go and register to vote.
Well, Bobby, isn't that our American right? So, and I love that because once they always say, if you don't do the crime, you can't do the time. But once I've served my time and I'm off documented paper,
that's right.
I'm not on parole or probation, then I don't belong to you anymore. So I belong to myself and I'm back an American citizen. So I should have that right to vote. So I love that. I love to hear that.
Yeah, I do. Me too. And we need it. We need people who are going to actually vote. Hopefully, after spending some time, they'll have a little bit of interest about who's going in and maybe do a little bit of their research.
I hope you vote blue.
I want them to vote, but yes, I cannot imagine. Well, I'm not going to get into. I can't imagine if they'd vote the other direction this time. Yeah. So something else that we've been talking about 1959. Israel and Gaza. So there was a proposal for a ceasefire with Hamas. They are coming up. The ceasefire is supposed to have 40 hostages that are returned. They're offering us less than half. I think they're doing 19 for a six week ceasefire. Ooh, say that 10 times fast. But we got a few U.S. officials that are a little skeptical. They're a little nervous that they're only giving half of the 40 because they're wondering, do they even have 40 left? You know, nobody's ever seen them. You know, we're not really hearing anything on the hostages. So I'm praying for that too. I've been doing a lot of praying. My rosary beads are wearing out lately. So prayers to those poor hostages with the war,
you know, I never have a comment on it. It's always the same with me. I hate wars. Wars are stupid to me because there's too many innocent people that are killed. I still believe that the world leaders should be put in a ring. Can you see Putin and Zelensky in a ring boxing right now? I think Zelensky would whoop Putin's ass personally.
I do too. Yeah,
but it would have saved so much. It would have saved so much senseless death and unnecessary heartache and pain, and people are homeless and hungry. Baby, put the world leaders in the ring and let them box it out. And who wins, that's who wins. And who loses, that's who loses. Because it's too many innocent people dying during wars. So prayers to all the innocent parties. Mm-hmm. And we got two wars. Iran that swung on Iraq. And
that's right.
Ukraine is fighting with Russia. And it's very scary. And we are living in a time of nuclear. Because if anybody shoots off nukes, everybody has to shoot off nukes. And that is what's scary to me.
It is. Israel, so Iran did unleash a barrage of missiles and stuff and drones and a whole bunch of other stuff. But Israel handled it well. U.S. forces, actually, and other allies, you know, UK, France, they helped repel with their air munitions or whatever they're calling them, 99% of the 300 projectiles, which was pretty impressive. So it sort of stands up to Iran and shows them that Israel isn't going to just lay down, and they have the capability to knock this stuff out. And our president, Joe Biden, has said the U.S. is not going to participate in any type of offensive. So Netanyahu is going to have to figure it out. He's backing him. He is an ironclad, is the expression he used, that we back Israel, but we're not getting involved in all that mess.
Okay.
So thank God, but still, so people pay attention to read, look, you know, pay attention to what's going on. Make sure that even the local people you're voting for, they have your same ideology. Speaking of people. So in Congress, Mike Johnson is supposedly, I think on Friday, he's separating the deals for aid to Ukraine and Israel. That's a push from the GOP. They're really pushing them to separate. And hopefully they'll vote on that on Friday. And then both groups will get what they're actually needing. A governor, I don't know him, Tom Massey, he co-sponsored with Marjorie Taylor Greene to remove the speaker. So, which is a mess, people. Oh. You might think that sounds great if you're a Democrat. It's not. Congress without a speaker gets nothing accomplished. And we're at a place right now that we can't have that. We need everybody doing whatever, I'm going to say working. We need everybody kind of paying attention.
I'm going to publicly say this. I would like to see Marjorie Taylor Greene get pregnant by a person of black or brown descent, and the baby and the kid comes out to be non-binary or transgender. Oh, my God, Jesus. Talk about redemption.
Jesus. She'd probably lose her hair. I just wanted to comb it.
And it wouldn't be.
But.
And hear me. I'm not facilitating like it would be hate. It wouldn't be hate. It would be God teaching her how to love, because I don't think that woman knows how to love.
Well, she probably never was loved, which is kind of sad.
Well, that hair, but, damn sure, Lane, because that hair looks a mess.
Oh, my
anyway,
God.
Anyway, come on, Bobby.
All right. So something that was good, another waste of our time, effort, and energy, is that the Senate today, Chuck Schumer, they dismissed the first article of impeachment, of course, on party lines, 59-49, for Mayorkas. And then they tabled the second one. So it's basically down. You know, you have to remember that they were trying to get him for willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law and a breach of public trust. That was his high crime and misdemeanor, which is what Chuck Schumer said it didn't have. It was, you know, sort of a big fat waste of everybody's time, according to Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution. So it didn't meet the what they needed. But all that time, effort, and energy, they could be getting the aid to the to Ukraine. They could be voting on that. I mean, they're in dire straits over there. You know, they don't have anything. They're going to be throwing rocks at the Russians soon. We got to get them something.
Like, and that is like taking a knife to a gunfight. It's just a waste of time. They definitely need more bullets because they're down. Their ammo is low. It is. Humanity to me in this aspect, and I know that's not our country, and the damn show got our own problems that we need President Biden to fix. But if you can help, it's helping your fellow man. I think that's what the scripture says, but it doesn't mean that your fellow man has to be an American. It's just, you help who you can. I don't know, Bobby. It's too much. I can't even handle that right now, Bobby.
Yeah, but it's speaking our allies, though. It keeps us safe.
It is, and they are, and I want NATO to stay safe, and I want us to stay a part of NATO, because we need those forces. That is what we have talked about on this show before. This is why Joe Biden needs a second term. Joe Biden is still repairing fences that were broken by the last administration for our allies, because we are no good by ourselves. We need other eyes and other places and other ears to make sure that they can let us know what's coming and what they have heard. But we had a crazy administration before, and they're trying to get back in. And I'm telling you, since we went down that rabbit hole, and you mentioned a waste of time and taxpayers' money, I do believe that this trial in New York for Donald Trump about this hush money trial, I wish that they would have went another route and started with something bigger. Yes, I get it. He lied. He cheated on his wife. But a lot of men pay for coochie. Let me just say that. But they could be married and they still pay for coochie. I almost wish he would have came out and said, yeah, I paid for it, but I overpaid for it. I need a refund because I know some pretty white women, but Stormy Daniels is not an unattractive white woman, but $130,000. Maybe 2,500 at best.
I think he should have. I mean, it is not too much. It is. I mean, it is hush money, but it really, what he's getting dinged for is the falsifying of his business records. And I think in any way, shape, or form, that is more, it's a misdemeanor versus a felony, right? I think he should have paid a big fine. He should have been on the record. Like he had to be called out on it. He shouldn't be getting away with it. But it's his mouth. His mouth gets him in trouble every time. But I would have liked to have taken those same efforts and gone towards the Georgia, you know, the election interference. Yeah. And that's where I want to get it. When he actually did something that was in January 6th, the other election interference. I want to get him on that, not on the stupid paperwork and, you know, whatever. Honest to God. But it is, he's got, they started the first ever, a former president is having a trial. They kicked the trial off this week. He has seven jurors. They started it with 100. They had to get rid of 50 right away because the people couldn't be impartial, fair and impartial. They were down to 40 something. And then, they got seven. I think they want to get to 12 and probably some alternates. So I think that they need 11 more.
And here's the killer, Bobby. I would love to be a juror on that trial. And I know I wouldn't be able to be because, you know, it's going to be really hard to find jurors that have not seen any American that has not seen what is going on with Donald Trump in the last 3 or 4 years. But I am a very fair and impartial person. And no, I don't never want him back in public office. I do not. But if they did, if they left any reason of a doubt with this case, Bobby, I would be very fair and be like, no, you have not proven to me this, that, or the third. That is what they have to find. They're going to have to find some very level-headed, cool-tempered people, no matter how they feel about Trump on a political level, to see this case for exactly what it is and to hear the facts that have been presented to them. That is going to be very challenging because people already have a seed planted on how they feel about a person. So you're going to have to be able to remove that. Everybody can do that, Bobby.
I can't tolerate him, but I could do it. I could, because it's not even on him. It's not him personally. That's what you have to take away. It's the facts of the case and what he actually did. And did he do something wrong? And yes, I could say that he did. If he did, he did something wrong. But if it was really BS, and they don't have it to back up, if Bragg doesn't have it to back up, the DA, I think I could do it. That said, what I wouldn't enjoy, though, imagine the nutbags that would be at your door if they found out where you lived and all that. Some of these people, think of the poor election women from Georgia who are, like, fearing for their lives, and they haven't been able to work, and they don't get any peace because it's sort of a purple state down there. But people were threatening them and everything else. That's the part that I wouldn't like about it.
Listen, I want to be a juror for two reasons. I would love to be in that limelight, to be in that spot. And secondly, I would write a book because all the jurors on these famous cases, come write books after work, and they become gazillionaires because they were there. They were able to tell the story.
I would love that. I could pay off my student loans. The judge did two things. He looked like he was falling asleep to me. I don't know about you. I don't know if he was concentrating, but he had that startled response that babies get when they kind of get woken up. And he got reprimanded by Judge Merchan because he was blustering or reacting to one of the jurors were asked questions, how they answered. And he said to him, he'd not have his jurors intimidated in his courtroom. I don't think President Trump is used to people correcting him. So I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's preponderous. And this case is going to, they're going to drag this out. But I'm with you, Bobby. I wish they would have started with Atlanta. And because that was a much more serious case, especially since we're fighting to so-called or supposedly keep him out of this election, if that's what we're up to doing. But listen, this is where we are. This is where we are.
I wish they could have flip-flopped him. Like, I think this one came up first, but I would have loved it, the one that was that, like, a strong case could have come first, and then we could have kind of handled that. And I got to be honest, I don't know if I actually feel like I care if he goes to jail. I would just like if he could never run again. I don't even want him involved in anybody's election. I don't want to hear him. I don't want to see him. I want him to just go off to Mar-a-Lago and play golf, bless his little hat, with the hedgehogs. But he's got people that could come out. He's, you know, Michael Cohen, although he's a liar. He cannot keep a story straight. His wife, but I don't know how spousal privilege wouldn't come in. Giuliani, who lost his, bid to try to get his, defamation case on those two women we were just talking about in Georgia, dismissed. And they said, absolutely not. So I don't know where he's coming up with it, because I think back at the time, he said he was worth like, I think he said $11 million. Since then, his money's sort of kind of dwindled, and he owes more than $151 million to creditors. I'm sure half of them are attorneys. So that's it. So we've got this one, and we've got three other ones. We got the Georgia election, the federal election case, and then the classified documents case. So stay tuned, folks. We'll see how each one goes.
He has put himself in a real pickle. And it, to me, everyone blames Trump. And I'm not a Trump hater. I don't want him in politics. Oh. But his antics, the charisma, the way he speaks with such authority and so commanding, he makes people believe the lies that he puts out.
I think he believes them, Flame.
Well, but that is what is working. And I wish Biden would take a page out of that book, because if you spoke with that kind of authoritative rhetoric, and even though it was factual, because Donald Trump's, a lot of his stuff is not factual, but it's the way he commands you to listen to him and strong arm you. If Biden had a little bit more of that, we might not be in the place that we are at right now. But to me, it is up to all women in this country right now. I'm challenging all women. It is up to women with a uterus or without. So there's biological women and trans women. It's up to us to win this election, because, like you said, Bobby, your word, woo-ha. He said in 2016 that was released when he was running for presidency, that he could walk up and grab women by the woo-ha. He also said that he could shoot somebody dead before on Fifth Avenue and get away with it. You are allowing him to do just that. You are allowing him to get away with the things that he done. He's not doing this on his own. You all are letting him out of fear, out of pressure, out of I don't want to be canceled, or I don't want the people coming after me, or whatever the case may be. And if you think that he would just grab you by the woo-ha, now he wants to own your woo-ha, because he single-handedly a year ago said that he was instrumental in putting three conservative judges in to overturn Roe versus Wade after 50 years. But now he's backtracking on it, Bobby, because he's losing the female vote. So women, I need y'all to pay attention to this. Y'all got the power. Women have the power this round. Women always save the country, but women have the power.
Yeah, what he said it like, I think it was a month and a half ago. I mean, polls are showing, there were new polls out. New York Times and Siena or Sierra College came out, and there's only 1 point between them. Trump is still on top, but the margins are closing. I agree with you about Biden. He doesn't speak that way. He comes across to people, he's more Uncle Joe or Joe, your best friend. He kind of gets down and he talks, and that's how it was. I wish he had a little more vim, and I wish, but that was never his style. But I wish now, where everybody is counting him out because he's old, even though the other one's only 3 years younger, I wish he sounded stronger. It's just not his way, unfortunately. But anyway, I'm hoping that it gets closer and closer and closer. And the more that the other one screws up, I'm hoping people can kind of see things for what they're at.
As they say, sometimes you have to meet people where they're at. I think if Joe Biden could get a little more aggressive, and not in a mean way, but in a I'm standing on business way, like this is it. This
the
is
State
the way
of the Union.
Yeah. If he could get, I think people would see him in a different light, and they won't see him as so rickety or so shaky, because I strongly believe that people are not worried about Biden being so old. They're more worried about Kamala being too close to being the president of the United States, honestly.
And I don't know how I feel about that either, because I don't know how I feel about her. Sometimes I think she's well-spoken. I mean, it's what it's going to come down to. It's really not Kamala. It really is, for all intents and purposes, it is Congress and the Senate that run the country. And then the president sort of guides them, right, and says what's acceptable. They're like the big parent or the babysitter. So I think she's going to have a good team around her, because I think that Biden has had an excellent team around him, surrounding him. It's how he's gotten so much passed and through, in his first term. But you've said something there. Absolutely. I mean, something that happened in Congress this week that I was actually kind of happy about, is they finally got that surveillance bill passed. It's a modified one, because Trump wanted smaller margins. He didn't want it to be extended for like 4 years or 6 years or whatnot. But it was ahead of the April 19th deadline, that Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, where we can listen in without warrants to outsiders and people who might do harm to us. So I was thrilled to have that. And even though Trump didn't want it, I saw Trump at Mar-a-Lago. I don't know what Johnson was down there for, but they were hand in hand, like best pals. And Trump was saying that he was doing a very good job considering the position that he's in, which I was shocked, because Marjorie Taylor Greene is just so far up President Trump's butt. And she thinks that Johnson is, you know, the number one villain right now in the house. So
Johnson must then look at her with them beer room eyes. I wouldn't have looked at her either with them beer room eyes, that stringy hair and that MAGA hat on. No, thank you. Wow. Bobby, we close. We almost to the finish line of season number 3.
We are. This is 50. Nifty 50. And so we have 51, 52. So we're right around the corner, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And we appreciate you guys. We understand that this show could not be a success without you guys listening and subscribing, sharing with your friends, you know, and this is an open forum. Next season, we will have you guys be able to call in. We will have some visuals. So we're going to change it up, because we want Laugh and Learn to grow. And we want you to grow with us, because it's very important that we talk about politics. I know it's taboo some places and some people don't want to talk about it, but it is very, very necessary, especially with what is going on in this country right now. So thank you guys so much for making Laugh and Learn. Thank you to our producer, Mr. Aaron Howard, for keeping us on even keel and keeping us on tight schedule. April 26th and 27th, now I will be in Colleen, Texas at Twice as Funny Comedy Club, but the Black Effect Festival will be going on in Atlanta, Georgia. So if you have not gotten your tickets for that, I implore you to go. Wheezy, Horrible Decisions will be there. I think 85 South is a part of it. Jeff Solaris and Charlamagne Tha God will be hosting it. So from the Breakfast Club, and we will be at the Breakfast Club Tuesday. So we will talk about it again on the end. Thank you guys so much for joining us this week. You can follow my co-host, the lovely Bobby Clifford, Miss Toots, Miss Iconte, on Clifford Bobby on Instagram and Bobby Clifford on Facebook. And I got my original Instagram page back, which is Monroe Flame. And I am Flame Monroe on everything else. I ask you guys to please, please, please listen to my Coffee Time. Like, share, and subscribe every morning on YouTube. I'm at 67,000. I'd like to get to 100,000 by my birthday in July. So liking is free. Sharing is free. Subscribing is free. If you decide to drop a super chat, we appreciate that too. But that's not required. Thank you guys so much for this week's episode of Laugh and Learn. We love you. We appreciate you. We respect you and we admire you, and we hope that you admire us. Because here at Laugh and Learn, the motto has never changed and will never change. We are not trying to get you to change your mind. We are only trying to get you to use your mind. Because why, Bobby?
Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
And I need y'all to stop wasting my time and your mind and get your butt to the poll to vote. Catch us on TV. Thank you. Peace.
Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flame of Roe. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.